Hello there, mister. Is everything all right? Me? Well, I was just spending some time down at the river and you're here for a little getaway. That ain't a crime, now is it? Of course not. I was just strolling my way home, that's all. It ain't that far. Just an hour or so. But this gal's got a strong set of legs, I promise you that. Well, it does smell like a rain's a-coming, but a ride? I do love when a man presents a little chivalry, but I've made this walk before, you know? Now wait a second. Aren't you that lovely man that runs a business a little south of here? A girl always knows. A few friends of mine talk about a thing or two, and, well, maybe I should take a ride with you since you have a reputation of being so sweet. I must admit, the soft seat of this old truck is far more comfortable than my sandals on a country road. Well, it seems you were right, mister. I would have been a soaked damsel in less than a minute back there. Seems I should be extra thankful. Oh, I'm headed to my father's farm. It's the one with that strangely colored barn just east of here, a couple miles out of town. Oh, you know it? That's lovely. It'd be a bit more difficult to explain directions since it's getting dark and rainy on us. Rainwalk or no, I think my little trip was mighty worth it, especially now with your help. What did I do? Well, I got to enjoy a day in the sun, have a dip in the river, and now I get to meet this wonderful man all my friends talk about. Oh, nothing unseemly, of course. I'm nothing but a hard-working bundle of sugar, I assure you. Never done a naughty thing in my life. Well, not that I get the chance, that is. My father's farm needs a lot of work and maintenance, especially now that he's getting a little older and I'm taking over more of the work. It takes a lot of time away from having fun. So, with my day off today, I took myself a little ways from home. That isn't wrong, is it, mister? You wouldn't judge little old me for having a bit of fun, would you? Of course not. What about you, mister? Do you do anything spontaneous? Oh, come now. Surely there's something you do that's a little more naughty. Maybe you sneak a little treat now and then, or go off fishing or golfing to shirk certain things you'd like to avoid. No. My, I should have known my friends read you right. A straight and narrow man, sweet as can be. After all, you went out of your way to help a little lady like me stay out of the awful rain out there. I mean, look at me, mister. I'm barely dressed for the occasion. This little thing is to make sure I get all the sun I can. And I went out for a day of sun and swimming. Though despite the outfit, I may have slipped out of it before going in the water. Oh, don't look so shy. There is no one around, and I'm doing just fine, thanks to you. My heroic, handsome man. Coming to rescue the poor farm girl from out of town. Once we get to my father's farm, I should be sure to thank you properly, shouldn't I? Oh, don't be silly, mister. I'm sure there's something a girl like me could give you to show she's thankful. Ah, here we go. just on the left down this road. Almost there. I hope I didn't make you late getting back home. It's already mighty late after all. Well, that's good, because I wouldn't want to be even more of a bother. We can stop right over here. Though, before I leave you to ride back all on your lonesome, I really do want to thank you for being such a sweet man. Is there anything I can do? You're as sweet as can be. Some men are just a little more disrespectful, expecting things, but you didn't give a single sign of that. I know you don't feel you deserve anything special for the ride, but I ain't telling you anything about something deserved. I'm saying I want to thank you in my own special way. Come on, mister. I'd be lying if I said I didn't get a thing out of it. I barely get a lick of fun with how busy things are here. And this type of fun is especially hard to come by. I did notice a ring on that finger of yours, and I understand it might feel wrong, but I promise no one will know I gave you a special bit of thanks. Of course I want to, silly. I've been thinking about it since I got in. After all, my friends don't just talk about the sweet man south of here. They talk about how handsome he is and how jealous they are of that wife of his. My father's farm and your business never connect because of what each of us works on. So you don't have to worry about a thing. I won't speak a word about it other than how a lovely man gave me a lift home safe and sound. They won't know that I gently rubbed my hand up his thigh. Slowly undid his belt. Pulled his zipper down. And took his incredible cock out to thank him properly. That doesn't sound so bad, does it, mister? A pretty little farm girl stuck in your cock for helping her get home safe. All you have to do is say yes, and I'll milk you with my pretty little lips. I thought you might appreciate it, and I've been mighty thirsty this whole trip. And what a sweet man you are to give me a taste of something I've been dying for all day. All you have to do is sit back and enjoy while I thank you. You can tell me if I'm teasing too much, because sometimes I have a little too much fun. Feeling more relaxed, mister? Just forget everything else. You don't need to think about anything else except my warm mouth around your cock. How does my tongue feel, mister? It's too much. You're so cute. I bet you didn't expect this from a sweet little girl like me. Or maybe you wish this would happen, huh? I saw you looking at me. My legs spread wide in the seat, my hands along your thigh. A nice man like you would stay strong and resist, and you did. But I'm a persistent gal when I want to thank someone. You resisted because you're a good man, and I love that. What's wrong, mister? Are you gonna come? Well, don't hold back, silly. I want you to give me everything. A tissue? Come on, what kind of girl do you think I am? When I work for a load of cum, I wanna taste it. When you're ready, fill my mouth and let me drink it. I'll be a good girl and swallow everything. Goodness, mister, that was really yummy. Let me fix you back up. Thank you so much. That was so kind of you to give me a ride, and I really appreciate the refreshing treat, too. And what do you know? The rain eased up a little. Maybe next week I could go for a little dip again. And if you happen to be in the area, maybe you'd be so willing to give me a ride then too. I'd be ever so thankful. I'll be sure to tell my friends that you're sweeter than they thought. But I'll keep how thankful I was to myself. Don't you worry. Now drive safe, you hear?